The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Eagles are at the podium, and we are in the middle of a loaded day of shows here at Bleeding Green Nation. This, of course, is brought to you by SB Nation, and I am your host, Michael Kist. We've got two fresh press conferences for you today. These are from after the joint practices the Eagles had with the Baltimore Ravens earlier this week. So you're going to hear from Doug Peterson first, and then Carson Wentz. But before we get to that, just some quick programming updates, because like I said, there's a ton in the feed right now. Earlier this morning, the KNS 111 dropped. Me and Ben talked about the Josh McCown signing, how good the Eagles' offense can be with breakdowns on RPOs and Deshaun's ripple effect on the offense. So a lot of scheme talk in that one, including some chatter about Carson Wentz's pocket mobility and management coming into this season. Also, right after this show, you're going to be getting a brand new BGN Radio with Brandon Lee Gowton and John Stolness as they review the second joint practice between the Ravens and the Eagles and preview their preseason game along with other updates and conversations surrounding the Eagles team and how the roster is shaping up throughout this process. Also, yesterday there was a new QB SCO show where me and Mark Schofield do a deep dive into Josh McCown's role on this team, and we also talk about Clayton Thorson's progress to this point. So all of that is in your feed. Stuff it in your earballs and spend your day with us here at Bleeding Green Nation as we ramp up towards Week 3 preseason action. All right, Doug Peterson talking with the media from Tuesday is up first here, and then after the break you'll hear from Carson Wentz. That's coming up right now on At the Podium.
Having the Ravens in number one ranked defense, is that even more a better test for you just to have that kind of talent?
Yeah, the Ravens are a talented football team, you know, in all three phases. Got a great defense, obviously number one defense last year. I know they've lost some pieces, so they're working through that as well, but still a very good football team. Offensively, the quarterback is electric, and he has the ability to really change a football game, and it's a good challenge for our defense, moving forward. Plus, we don't see a ton of, two back offenses in this league, and Baltimore does that from time to time, so it's good for our defense. And then special teams, we know they're going to be, one of the top special teams units in the league every year. You know, Coach Harbaugh, that's his background, and that's his, and that's kind of his influence with the team. And so it's a good challenge for us.
Doug, Mike Rose said yesterday that he sees Carson operating really quickly, the way that he phrased it. I'm curious of ways that you've seen that, assuming that's kind of lines up.
Yeah, I mean, it is. The thing in statements like that, I mean, it's like, he's getting through his reads faster. It's part of the progression of him and his growth as a young quarterback right now. And, he's getting to the line of scrimmage. He's seeing things fast. He's redirecting protection. Again, going through his progressions, balls coming out of his hand quicker. All of that is part of that, what Coach Groh's talking about. And those are things that we've seen, through the spring and obviously through this part of camp.
Based on what you've seen of Miles Sanders so far, how much do you think he'll be able to contribute as a rookie?
As much as we give him. I think he's done a great job for us so far. Biggest thing, obviously, concern coming into camp was the health issue with coming out of the spring, being injured a little bit. But I think he's checked that box, and obviously he'll have a role for us, and it's good to have at least those two guys back there that are different runners, but at the same time give us that running game that was missed a year ago.
Doug, We haven't seen Lane Johnson since his injury. Has anything changed? Do you still expect him back by week one?
I do. Nothing's changed. Him and Dallas both, you know, nothing's changed with either one. And they'll both practice and be ready for Washington.
You talked a lot last year.
Quarterback plan for Thursday night.
Not there yet. Obviously, we're focused on today, get through today. Again, as you guys know, I usually wait to the last minute on those decisions, and same is true this week.
We talked a lot last year about some of the slow starts and low point totals in the first quarter. How have you tried to address that in the offseason?
Almost every day with the offense and really with the defense, you know, because a lot of times you notice if you know, if we win the toss, we defer, defense goes out on the field, and we try to, same way starting fast is three and out, you know, or at least getting a stop somewhere in that opening drive. But I've emphasized that quite a bit this summer with our offense and being kind of open-minded, but at the same time understanding that we have to start faster. You know, we scored 41 points in all of first quarters last year. It's not good enough. And that's something that we continue to talk about and address on a daily basis.
What are sort of the teaching points to that? How do you enforce that?
Well, the biggest things you look at are penalties and turnovers, and that was really the culprit to a lot of games. We would make a drive, get into the, you know, the red area, and we did have a penalty, maybe a sack, a turnover, and you know, we weren't capitalizing on that. And those are things we can control. So really, the focus was just controlling what we can do and just executing our offense.
Doug Carson, I think more than half his interceptions last year were in the first quarter, and I think he had a couple fumbles. When you look at him specifically early on, what did you see different early than the last?
Well, I think sometimes you start a game. I know as a quarterback, and you know you want to hit that big home run throw right away, and you know it's just part of the growth process. You know, I can do a better job maybe play calling. I still like calling shots in those situations, first quarter situations, but at the same time get him in a rhythm. Maybe call a little more, you know, of the quicker game. Get the ball out. Get him into a rhythm. Kind of lathered up a little bit, and then we take our shot. So that's it's kind of a give and take there, but something we have to definitely get better at.
A related question to those: your red zone. You spent a lot of time working on it. Right now, both personnel and preparedness. Do you feel better about it going into?
I do. Offensive personnel, you know, feel good about where we are with the guys we have. The addition of JJ. Getting Mac back, you know, has helped. You know, and I think, too, I look at, you know, our defense is one of the top red zone defenses last year. And going against them every day in practice, especially in the red zone, makes us a better red zone offense. So it's a challenge every single time we're down there working against our guys. Even in against Baltimore yesterday, I mean, you know, it was a stingy group from the standpoint of, you know, the way they play. It just makes us pay attention to our details, focus in on what we do, and, you know, stay positive and stay ahead of the chains down there.
Do you have an update on Richard Rodgers?
Not yet. We're actually going to have a better update after practice. He's going to get a few more tests during the day and then have an update for you at the end.
As far as that goes, you know, you have some tight ends and some other tight ends. Josh Perkins, what's he shown you in terms of improvement, and if he's the third tight end this year?
Yeah.
How confident
are you? Yeah, Josh has done a really good job. You know, he's come in there, and we've asked him to do different things, you know, as far as, you know, even in the run game with the blocking. And he's a talented route runner, got good speed, good agility. And, you know, he's obviously a special teams player. So he's right in the mix. This will be a good opportunity for him, obviously, now. Again, moving forward these next couple weeks of camp, and just look forward to him playing in these next few games.
Now we're getting kind of farther into the preseason here, and Jalen Mills, we really don't see him at all. Would he be on PUP to start the season?
I don't know yet. He's doing extremely well in his rehab. I can tell you that the updates have been really good where he's at. Feel confident that. You know, he'll be ready to go, maybe. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. But he's doing well. I'll tell you this. He is doing well.
Last
These kind of these joint practices, is that something that's always been there when you played, and how's the difference in preseason?
You know what, it was. I remember back in the, you know, back in the 90s, I was with the Dolphins, and we used to go against Tampa Bay, and whether we went to Tampa or they'd come over to us, and we used to do this a lot. It's been going on for a while, and then it sort of stopped, and I think the league controlled it a little bit, and now, you know, it can be done right. I mean, you saw yesterday there was great intensity, great practice. I mean, there was a physicality to it. But guys were staying up, guys were protecting each other, and you get good work in. And you want to have practices like that, especially going against, you know, good teams. And so this is a good time for us to do this.
Talking about the effectiveness of the reps in the joint practices, recently you talked about how practice reps are very similar to game reps in preseason in terms of speed. So seeing how starters seem to be playing less and less in these preseason games, and everybody speaking so highly about these joint practices, would you like to see in the future less preseason games and more joint practices?
I think that's the trend. I think that's where we're going. I think that's the way the league is heading. I like it. I think the players like it. It does break up hitting your teammates, you know, for so long. But, you know, the thing is about practice and really a joint practice is, as coaches, we get to set the situations. We get to control the environment. And sometimes you don't get those in games. You don't get that situation, you know, in a game. And this way we can control that and work on specific things and get some really good work done with our starters.
Carson threw a lot of deep balls yesterday, and I guess only hit on one of them. What's your assessment been of how he's done in that regard this camp?
You know, it's one of the things that, you know, I think over the last couple of years he's continued to work on. You know, hit a nice deep ball, just missed on Deshaun, hit a nice deep ball to Alshon, and it's something that, you know, as Mike Groh and I talk about setting up practice and scripting, it goes with situational football, is scripting more down the field throws. We get used to throwing to spots and getting used to speed, you know, the speed of the receivers, particularly Deshaun and, you know, even Nelly going down the field. So it's always a work in progress. It's, you know, you're trying to throw on time and in rhythm and try to throw to a spot and let a receiver go get the ball. And those are hard to do, especially with defenders and D linemen in your face. But he's done a really good job with that. You know, the closer we get to the goal line, you're seeing more back shoulder type throws, fades, allowing our bigger, taller receivers to make plays. And those are all things we got to continue to work on.
Touch deep balls when you have a phenomenal arm like he does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
mean, you know, sometimes it just depends on how you see that receiver down the field. What angle is he on? Where is the defender? And what type of throw you need to make. So some of them are going to be fast. Some of them probably could have a more air on them. And it just all depends on where the offensive player is in relation to the defensive player and what type of throw you want to make.
All right. Thanks, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
About how quick you're operating the offense. How much has that been a point of emphasis in your meeting rooms, in your film study, and your practice habits?
Yeah, I mean, operating fast is always a priority around here. I think
you know, especially going into this season, looking at the weapons we have, for me, it's just distributing the ball quick. You know, get it in the playmakers' hands, let them make plays, trust what I see, and just, you know, make quick reactions, quick decisions. And so far, I feel good about that.
You were at 2.6 seconds snap release last year. Do you study it and try to get it down as much as you can? Do you look at that metric at all?
I don't really look too much at that metric because it's so subjective. You know, I mean, you run boot plays, you run nakeds, you run rollouts, you know, sometimes you scramble because you have to, sometimes it's coverage based. So I don't really get too caught up in that, especially, you know, as the type of guy that I am, that every now and then I'm going to try and extend a play. I mean, that's going to throw that metric off compared to other guys, so I don't really worry too much about that.
Carson, just from your perspective, do you feel you're operating more quickly in the offense?
I feel good where we're at. You know, I feel like, you know, not just myself, but as an offense, you know, from OTAs to where we're at now, just the receivers are seeing things quicker, tight ends, everybody's just responding, reacting quicker. And so I think we're just going to keep building that. And this week, you know, going against Baltimore, seeing a different defense has definitely helped see where we're at in that.
Carson, Douglas just –
how do you feel that Josh has kind of fit in here so far?
McCown? He's great. I mean, he's an awesome guy. Veteran, obviously. Everyone knows all about him. He's learned a new offense almost every year now. So you just see him kind of quickly picking up things and be a kind of veteran voice in there. And he's an awesome guy. We get along great already, so I'm excited for him to be here.
If this is, in fact, like the only time you're facing opposing defense in preseason, I mean, how valuable are these practices with the Ravens for you? Like, how much are you getting out of it, what you're getting out of it?
Yeah, I mean, they're extremely valuable. I think, you know, anytime you can just kind of switch it up and see another defense, you know, you face your defense from OTAs all throughout training camp, to just mix it up and see the Ravens present some different looks. Obviously, last year they were very, you know, very good defense, did some things that made it tough on opposing offenses. So for us, it's really important to get out here and see the looks and kind of, you know, see where we're at.
Carson, Doug was just in here talking about the slow starts last year. When you look back at the games you played, what's fixable, and did you identify any kind of trend that was going on?
Yeah, you know, I remember obviously that talking about that a lot last year, and you know, it's one of those things, nothing specific ever really jumps out. You know, there's little plays here and there, or timing here and there, or you know, expecting one thing, defense presenting another look, you know, different things like that. And so we just, as players, take ownership of that and just say, hey, we got to start faster, we got to execute early, and I think we'll do that.
Has there been an emphasis this offseason?
I mean, right now it's the off season. We're essentially running plays. You know, you get out to practice, you want to start fast. You know, we start with, you know, blitz drills often, team blitz or different things like that. And you want to start fast, but at the same time, you're running plays, and it's different scenarios and situations at practice. So it's hard to really fully get that effect as you would in the game.
You haven't scrambled, if at all, during training camp. Correct me if I'm wrong. Has that been a conscious decision on your part?
I don't know. I mean, it's for one, it's not a conscious decision. It's just, I think it kind of goes back to, you know, playing fast and just seeing and making quick decisions and, you know, just going through my reads quicker. Maybe it's, you know, being another year in the system and always knowing where my check down is, my hots are, different things like that. And, you know, that part of my game is definitely not gone. You know, it's still going to be there. But if I don't need to, I mean, why would I get out of the pocket when the O-line's holding up and, you know, I can find guys to get the ball to?
As you told us, you haven't had a typical summer here yet, but 2017 was the only year you were kind of healthy throughout the summer. Yeah. Do you feel now like you did then in terms of the way you're playing, in terms of your health?
I feel good. You know, I feel good. You know, that seems like forever ago at this point, and I never want to look back and kind of compare apples to apples. But I think every year in this league, from a mental standpoint, you know, I've just taken a leap. You know, I just you see the game faster, you're reading and reacting quicker, and I'm just trying to get all the guys that are new here up to speed with the offense that we have. So I do feel good physically. I do feel good mentally, and I like where we're at.
Your deep balls, sometimes you'll put some air under it, and other times it looks like you'll try to muscle it in from, you know, 50 yards away. What is the sort of the staff's teaching in terms of how they want you to throw those?
Yeah, I mean, it changes every time. I wish I could say this is how it's going to be every single time, but sometimes it's one high safety, and sometimes you got a guy back there that's a ball hawk, and other times, you know, the guy's squatting and he's low, and so you can let it out there. Sometimes it's too high. Every time it's a different look, so it's easy to sit and dissect that, but at the same time, it's so reactionary that, you know, there's times to put air on it and let a guy run under it, and there's times you got to drive it in there, and I think it's also personnel based. You know, obviously with a guy like Deshaun, you want to give him a chance to run out there. So again, it changes every time.
Carson, are you anticipating, I don't know if it's growing pains, but a period of transition as you kind of adapt to more in the pocket style of play with sort of the way that you operated more before?
I don't think so. I definitely don't feel that right now. And at the same time, you know, being more in the pocket, I guess, I haven't really thought about it up until, you know, you asked the question, Jeff, and it's something that it's just kind of the way it's been going. You know, I feel good just going through my reads, finding a completion and moving on. And but, you know, when I need to make a guy miss in the pocket, when I need to get out and make a play, that's still definitely going to be a big part of my game.
You guys weren't as good in the red zone last year, Carson, as you were the year before. It's been a point of emphasis in the spring and training camp. How much better do you feel right now about?
Yeah, I feel good about it. I think, you know, the pieces that we've added around us, that'll help tremendously down there. I think, you know, getting the running game going down there as well will help, you know, with the new backs that we've added. So I feel really good about where we are as an offense in total. But, you know, I think we've spent a lot of time focusing on red zone, and I think we have a pretty good plan going into the season.
You had your way. Would you play a series or two Thursday night and just get that game wrapped in?
You know, that's coach's call. You know, it's something that, you know, I feel good either way. You know, I feel that especially this week with the Ravens here yesterday and now today again, that's just going to – it's really good work, you know. And so whether I'm out there in a live situation or not, you know, I feel that I am ready for week one, and whatever coach decides, I'll be ready for.
What are you getting out of these practices, specifically the Ravens secondary?
They're talented. You know, they're talented. They fly around. And more than anything, it's just another look. You know, our defense does some different things, but it's all specific to our defense and how these guys come in. And, you know, they do a lot of different things. You got a guy like Earl Thomas back there that is a ball hawk, and he's disguising coverage as good as anybody and kind of flying around. So it just presents another challenge, and for us to just keep doing what we do and just play fast. And it's been really good. You know, yesterday was really good to see us go up against him.
If these joint practices eventually replace preseason games, do you think that'd be a good thing? Do you think they're more valuable?
It's a tough call. You know, that's a tough call. I think these joint practices are big. You know, obviously, hopefully you can avoid more injuries and those types of things than a preseason game and all of that. But it's just – I don't know. It's really good to get another team in here and to get a go against them a couple days, because it kind of just gets monotonous going against the same defense over and over. So it's good work for us.
These last couple weeks, it's not like you're just ticking days off, but there's guys that aren't back yet that you're going to have back, and it's a little bit wait and see. Is focus as much of a challenge day to day as anything in terms of, you know, everybody's not out there. We're moving towards September 8th or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's training camp in general. You know, you got to always keep guys locked in. You know, it gets a bit monotonous at times, and, you know, you're going through the motions, you know, trying to avoid going through the motions, I should say. And obviously everyone's sore and exhausted, and that's all part of training camp. But that's where you really dig deep and try and motivate each other, and you're doing it together. So you grow a lot as a team through that. And so I don't really worry about the guys that we have because of the leaders that we have in that locker room and making sure every time we step on that field, we're ready to work.
You've been described before as a gamer. You played through injury. If the Eagles had shut you down last December, you probably would have kept playing through the fracture in the back. What do you make of the way this team, I guess, is handling you in terms of not letting you play in the preseason, the whole kind of protect the merchandise type of thing? What are your feelings on that? How do you balance that?
I don't really, you know, worry too much about that. You know, at the end of the day, I can only control so much, and, you know, coach is making that decision and everybody else upstairs. So, again, all I know is I feel good where I'm at. I feel good where I'm at physically and mentally and where we're at as an offense. So whatever they decide, you know, I'm ready to roll with.
Is
Assuming they don't play you in the preseason, the first time you're going to take a hit since that Dallas game is September 8th, how much of you is thinking about that moment when you're going to take that first hit since the back injury?
Yeah, I'm really not worried about it, you know, to be honest. You know, every year coming in, it's always going to be that first hit, no matter if it's 3 months off, 6 months off, 10 months, 12 months, it doesn't really matter. That first hit wakes you up real quick, and it's football mode again. So I'm really not too worried about it.
What's your level of comfort with guys like Corey Clement and Matt Collins, who you've played with before but haven't had a chance to work with much?
Yeah, I feel great with them. You know, I think for one thing I love about both those guys is they're very smart. You know, so even if they're not, you know, getting the reps throughout their injury, you know, they're locked in the walkthroughs, they're locked in the meeting room, so they know once they're back out on this field, they plug right in and they're locked in, ready to go. And obviously, having played with both of them in the past, I feel really good about what they bring to this offense.
You talked about some of the nutrition changes a lot and your training tweaks. Now that we're entering late August, do you notice a difference? Do you?
I think so. I do. I mean, I just overall I feel better. Obviously, you know, with the injuries in the past, you know, few years, just it seems like it's been a while, so it's hard to, you know, sometimes compare it completely. But I do feel good. Feel like I have good energy levels, and through camp, I feel like I'm recovering better, and you know, not as sore throughout the day. So I think just all the things that I've been doing are paying dividends. Thank you, guys.